This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. I like to start things off when Mike's not ready, because it keeps him on his toes.
I thought we were.
Oh, okay. Well, God bless you then. Good morning. And I also like to throw out a lot of cum before the show starts.
Oh, is that what I missed?
Just in case it's your first time listening to the show. We want to throw you right into the deep end, cum.
This is the waiting room at the sperm donation bank.
Welcome to the Sperm Donation Center in San Juanico, California. While you wait...
I'm making up names for places in California.
San Jolanyeho.
San Best Atrisno.
San Best Atrino. Trindo. Hey... Handersville, California.
You've won an all-expenses-paid trip to the Bebop Factory in Handren.
Handren,
Turismo,
Sacramento.
California.
Trisno. Dude, you ever take the 5 to Trisno?
Dude, we were driving past Tris, and they have that Wendy's.
Oh yeah, dude, the Wendy's Triz.
Yeah, the last
the Triz Wednesdays.
The last remaining Roy Rogers is in Triz.
There is a place in Nevada called Zizix.
Yeah,
which always makes me laugh every time.
I had no idea how to pronounce that for a long time.
You know what? I think it's time, Mike, to find out.
That's my bad.
You tell me what you're trying to find out.
I think it's time to find out the history
of...
Hold on, I can do this. Hang on, I can do this.
Maybe start it one more time.
I'm trying to stop it. Hang on, I got this. I know how to stop it. Don't worry, Mike, I can do this.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thanks, Mike. Dude,
I wonder if this is the episode that, like, somebody tries to get their friend in on it. And they're just, like, so instantly out.
It's never good to do that.
It's never a good podcast.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's not mess around. Why are we sounding so quiet? Oh, you're messing with the
system. I'm trying to... Everything is blinking at all times. Which means it's always clipping, which means it has to be a terrible experience for everybody.
Well, listen, believe it or not, Mike, when this thing goes into the editing software that I futz with to make the podcast go boop, boop, make sure to, like, sweeten every little level. Okay. And sure, maybe things can be done beforehand, and the blinking is an indication we're doing things wrong, but I don't mind doing the work when I go in and make it a little more bearable.
If that's what you want.
I think there's an art.
It's your birthday.
In some way. In some weird way, I think there's an art to also knowing with your own messed up ears where a fun, like, peak blast out moment happens. And I think it's like I've got muscle memory with, like, where that is. And so even in the software, when I take it down, when we normalize the boy,
it still feels like it blew out for comedic.
Yeah, though. I can blast it out.
That's great. Well, I'm sorry for messing
no,
up.
No, no. I mean, look, dude. Listen.
It's just that my nose bleeds sometime for no reason.
I don't know. I can't imagine why that would happen.
Fix that. You got a little speck of Darst over here. No, on your sideburn area. There you go. It's gone. Before anything, I'd like to say happy birthday,
thanks,
Steve.
Thanks, man.
I got you a little something.
You did?
Yes.
And right it didn't, now?
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
What do you think about this? So this is a book that Steve, I told Steve about a long time ago.
Yeah!
It's a giant graphic novel about the life of Amy Coughing.
Dude.
Comedian Amy Coughing by Box Brown.
Can I just say, man? Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
I was telling everyone.
I'm so excited about this. This is a really good gift.
It's fun. That's like two poops and it's gone.
This is a great gift.
Good.
This is very thoughtful because I fucking love Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman was his name. Always slips my mind.
I love Andy Kaufman, and Mike has been, yeah, like you said, he's been telling me about this. Where is it?
It's in your hand.
It's been...
Steve, if you're looking for the book, it's in your hand.
So he's been telling me about this for a while, as he said. And it's, yeah, it's a graphic novel about Andy Kaufman. Is it his whole life? It really is, it looks like.
A lot of the highlights. I mean, it's a comic book, so it's like, you know, they can't do the nitty gritty down and dirt.
Yeah. But... I don't want to, should I skip? I don't want to skip to the end, but does it,
he
does
dies.
It get sad? Oh, okay. Spoilers.
If anyone else is thinking of.
Spoilers.
I read that he dies on goodreads.net.
thank you, Mike. That's a really great gift.
Of course. Happy, I wish you the happiest birthday.
Thank you.
You've ever had in your life.
In my whole life? Jesus. I mean, thank you, man. I also hope that for everybody whose birthday it is.
I hope that today is everyone's happiest birthday they've ever had.
Dude, nothing has topped the roast birthday.
That was really fun.
Fucking epic.
And I'm so happy that we didn't film it because none of us would have a career.
Dude, honestly, I don't want to watch that.
I don't think we did good.
I think there's a part of me that would want to just because maybe someday, like, we could bury it in a time caplet.
Yeah.
In a timed release time caplet.
In an Advil PM time capsule.
This time capsule of medicine is gonna, we're gonna unearth it when I have a headache.
Yeah, that's how you're gonna get memories. That's how Gen Z is gonna get memories. They're gonna swallow time caplets.
What if, okay, what if?
Hey, why is racism bad? I'm a white person in 2034. Okay, just swallow this real quick. Yeah.
And let me tell you, it might be a hard pill to swallow.
One week since about to go.
What if someone came to you and said,
"This is live footage from Nick's concert."
Wait, let's do it for real. You go.
Hey everyone, thank you for coming. This is my favorite boy, my favorite song, A Different Year. You're not doing me. stop clapping. You're not clapping good.
Not clapping good. Okay, wait. I want to find some good music for this because I have a question for you, but maybe less interesting than Sizzix.
You ever take Sizzix in high school? God, I miss Nick.
Me too, man. I mean, I understand that he's busy, but man, the boy just absolutely disappeared. Like,
well,
he doesn't exist.
He moved to a different world.
Year. Mike, what if someone came up to you and said, like Slugworth, they came out of an alley. We were talking about Willy Wonka a little bit too before we started. We were talking about the tunnel.
Yes.
That he goes, there's no earthly way of knowing direction we are going.
I don't want to get too off track, but that's the spinoff, dude. Slugworth spinoff I would pay any amount of money to see.
Oh my god. Dude, it's called like Slugworth, the candy detective or something.
Who's this guy?
Dude, and and honestly, his whole thing is, I think his whole thing was he was a spy for a rival candy company.
Yes.
And they were trying to get the recipe for the everlasting gobstopper.
Uh-huh. Billy Bonkas across Billy town.
Billy Bonkas. Billy Bonkas Caramel Palace.
And the kid falls into the thing and he just kind of stays there and he's fine. No one's ever drowned in the caramel palace.
One of the kids goes, hey, Billy Bonker, what is caramel made out of?
We don't know. No one knows.
Hold it in your mouth.
It comes out of the vein of a creature I found. Come see.
It's a dinosaur in the back on a treadmill.
Yeah, he's just leaking caramel. Oh, man.
We don't know how we make it.
But we try to keep the dragon happy.
And the boat is kind of steadfast and stuck in the ocean of caramel.
And really be careful with what you touch, because like there's caramel like on everything. Fucking everything.
We tried to take the boat out of the river once, and we just kind of pulled the whole river.
We really wanted the boat ride like Wonka had.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work in caramel, I've found. You know? It has to be at a certain temperature for it to be liquidous enough. And one time a kid fell in and...
I never saw him again.
That kid... I've never heard the beginning of a scream
forever.
I've never heard the beginning of... Oh god, it hurts so bad.
Get that kid out of the camera.
Oh god. He's just frozen.
Like the upper half of his body's fine.
Yeah. It was too hot for him.
Holy goodness.
So what if someone like Slugworth came out of an alley? You're walking home from something. You just did a comedy show. You did great. Stacking breaks.
I love it. I love this.
You're on your walk back to the car, and Slugworth, some guy like Slugworth pops out of the alley, and he goes, Mr. Falzone.
He knows my name already.
Yeah.
He was at the show.
I've got an amazing invention I'd like you to try. Mm-hmm. We've been watching you for some time, sir. You're very funny. By the way.
Kind of off topic.
Love the podcast.
I'm a horn-born boy.
Anyway. Unprofessional.
Can you say horn-born boy for my friend Jacob?
He never answers, so we could just do it on the machine.
He picked up. Jacob!
Jacob, hang up! You're not gonna believe this! Hang up! Don't answer! Shut up! Yeah, no, I'll be home in an hour.
The mystique is all gone.
It's all gone. But what if he essentially offered you pills that you could take, and they would help you... like locate memories, like files.
My own?
Yeah, your own. Like files in a like on a computer. Hmm. Like you click on Falzone. And then inside it goes bunch of folders pop up.
Hard to navigate or kind of
no, it's
user-friendly.
All dated. Every folder has a date nice. On it. Yeah. That's good. Oh no, the Martians are shooting lasers at us!
The caramel's shooting like
ah, no.
Oh, I knew this was gonna happen. So he says, take this pill and you could access all of your
memories. Easy and to find. They play like video files. Like you open up a folder and you could just watch any memory.
Yeah, man. Any side effects?
I mean, there'd kind of have to be, huh?
Not necessarily. It's a dream scenario.
I guess the side effects would be something like psychological. It'd be like you become addicted all to that it stuff or something.
So clearly.
Yeah.
Versus what how you thought it was.
But what would that do for you? Like, I feel like it would only be helpful to be able to, like... I mean, they say, like, don't live in the past, and there's a lot of great reasons why they say that.
Yeah.
But there isn't something... yet in our human existence that allows us to access our memories in a way that is like watching a movie.
Right.
And I think that changes things.
But they broke up before they
came. I know, just before they figured it out.
I think I would definitely do it if only for like writing purposes.
Right, where you're like, fuck, what was that joke?
Because then you can go, not even for the jokes, but I can go watch stuff and write jokes about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then make sure like, only I have those jokes because they're about like clear memory and I would have the receipts.
Right.
So that's a very boring, very like, is esoteric the right word?
It's kind of like
it's a very functional way to use that.
Yeah. Right.
But I would do it. I would want to watch certain memories that I just wouldn't watch everything.
Here's the catch though. Here's one of the catches.
You have to watch everything and then you die.
Yeah, once you're done, once you've seen every memory again, you die. Oh, that's a fucking rom-com now, because it's like the guy leaves that one memory, and
it's just as Jill.
Yeah, and it's like his wife that died.
Yeah,
and he's like he can't move on, and he also doesn't want to move on. Like he wants to die essentially.
Yeah. Uh huh.
And he's got that one memory left and he's like kind of holding off. Like he's not ready yet.
Yeah.
And maybe he meets somebody and it's like, whoa, I didn't know this could happen.
Jill,
I didn't know
2.0.
I could meet somebody. Yeah. That would be like not a replacement for my wife, but someone who is like elevates me as a person and you know, in that way. And then he still dies in the end though, because he needed to see that memory. He needed it.
Right, that's nice. But then present Jill 2.0 is just left.
Yeah.
She thought she was going to be left forever, and this guy had to selfishly see Jill 2.1.
Right.
And he's out.
Right.
I hope Jill 0.2 finds love.
I think there's love for everybody.
She fucks Slugworth, and that's how the movie ends.
So there's... I think the one drawback to this whole system... Excuse me.
Is that it gives you a little belly ache?
Is that you get diarrhea? You have diarrhea every time you watch. You have to shit. You can only do it while you're shitting.
You have to watch the memories on the toilet.
Yeah. No. The drawback is you can't show it to anybody.
Mm.
So you could still lie about shit. It wouldn't really help, like, prove murders or anything like that.
Would they know that you could see stuff clearly? Or is this
a secret? Yeah, everyone can. Out? But, like, you know,
but
you can
still lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you could, you know what's a good line in, like, a breakup or something is, like, you know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know exactly what happened.
Oh, you don't remember what happened?
Excuse me.
Shits all over himself.
Oh, you don't know?
You said that.
Yeah, I remember. Now I remember. I saw your stupid face.
Dude, what's even better is like for year after year, we do the same shit. And you always say it started like this. I'm saying it started like this. Let's go back. Let's go back and see.
Let's do this right.
Fuck, you're right. You're right. That's my bad.
You're right.
I was remembering incorrectly.
By the way, that was a good hair color. You should go back to that.
Yeah. Anyway, do we still have that hose out back?
I forgot about that. Oh, shit! Our dog!
What happened to the hose?
Do the scream. I want the scream back.
It's so many other noises as well.
All right, let's learn a little bit about Zizix, huh?
It has to be a Native American thing, right?
By the way, I guess I was wrong. It's in California, but it's like close to Arizona.
It's on the way to Vegas.
Yeah.
It sounds like George the Animal Steel on that.
So it was formerly Soda Springs.
Okay. Thank you.
And is an unincorporated community in San Bernardino County, California.
Okay. So that's not even that far. Keeps getting worse.
Within the boundaries of the Mojave National Preserve, managed by the National Park Service, this is probably going to be boring, an agency of the U.S. Department of Interior as public land. So we can go hang out.
We can go
we
can
do a meetup.
Meet us there.
Meet us at Zizek's.
At the end of the show.
It is the former site of the Zizek's Mineral Springs and Health Spa, and now the site of the Desert Studies Center. This site is also the location of Lake Tuende, originally part of the spa, and now a refuge habitat of the endangered Mojave Tui Chub. Excuse me? What did Wikipedia just call me? Oh, it's a fish. An endangered fish.
I was going to say it sounded like a fish.
Yeah.
What a good guess.
Great job, Mike.
I'm so smart, dude.
Zizek's Road is a 4.5-mile long part paved and part dirt rural collector road in the Mojave Desert.
Collector.
It runs from Interstate 15 generally south to the Zizek's settlement. So, oh, here we go. Curtis Howe Springer made up the name Zizek's.
Everyone back in the day had 8 names.
Yeah. And gave it to the area in 1944. Hey, I came up with a name. Here it is.
Zizek's.
That's what happened? He gave it to the area in 1944, claiming it to be the last word in the English language. He established the Zizek's Mineral Springs and Health Spa in 1944 at the spot, which was federal land.
How do you spell it?
Z-Z-Y-Z-X.
X. So it's a real word, or he made up a word?
He might have made it up, yeah.
And he was like, if this was a word.
Yeah. That this would be the last word in the English dictionary. Uh-huh. The English language. Not even dictionary, the language.
Would be. Dude, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see on a sign.
I mean, it's a pronounceable word, too.
Yes.
For how nonsensical it looks.
Yes.
But yeah, that's the sound
you make when you're sleeping.
Right.
Z, 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 Z. Inhale, whistle, whistle, whistle. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, one of those. Once in a while, there'll be one of those.
Check this out. He used the springs around the land to bottle his water and provide drinks for travelers through the hot desert.
That's nice.
This is a nice guy.
Little oasis.
Springer also imported animals from around the country, so he's like the Tiger King, to attract more families to visit. That was a in before. So there was this thing called the pandemic.
Season one.
Season one. You guys might not remember.
Tiger King was definitely season one pandemic. Wow. Wow. What a different time.
I think I'll never watch it again because of that.
Never.
I don't want to feel those feelings.
That Tiger King was only good because we were all inside watching it together.
Yeah. I mean, it was also interesting as fuck. And the guy was like, enough of a train wreck to be like, oh, I want to see this.
Yeah. It definitely kept your attention. And then
it wouldn't have been as big if it didn't happen during the pandemic.
I think that is correct. I think it still would have done pretty good, but not as big.
No.
But it was just nice to have water cooler talk when there was like no place to gather around a water cooler.
It was a Zoom cooler.
It's like when you don't want to talk about masks or germs, we could also talk about Tiger King if you'd like.
Right, yeah, exactly. He used Zizek's until 1974 when the land was reclaimed by the government.
Oh, what a bummer, dude.
Damn, they just took it from him.
What a bummer.
There's
That's
no
what
other...
they do. That's what the government do.
Wow, did a dame just walk in the room?
I'm sorry, does a dame need help solving a case?
I want to hear it again. It was so insane. Hello, boys. I'm looking to solve a crime.
I'm putting out a cigarette with my high heels.
Well, we ain't got time for dames. This is men's business.
Crime is a men's business.
Crime is a men's world.
We ain't got time for dames.
Why don't you go powder your bosom?
Good timing. Good timing.
All right. That was fun. Nice. Yeah. Good shit about Zizix.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say something about the fucking Willy Wonka boat.
Yeah.
Because we were talking a little bit about it. Yeah. What do you think that is? Like, because he really uses it to scare the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone gets on the little boat.
Yes.
And then he goes, we're going into my chocolate factory where we make chocolate and candy. It's like very fun. Friendly.
And the boat runs on...
the Oompa Loompa's
power. Oompa Loompa power.
Yeah.
It takes like 4 Oompies to power the boat.
Oomp Loomps.
We need at least 4 or 5 Oomp Loomps to get this thing on. And I just keep imagining how either dirty or spotless the bottom of the boat is.
Yeah.
Because that's a boat.
Yeah.
In chocolate. Which is being used to make everything that makes the company make money. Except for Gobstoppers.
We're in a whimsical land.
That's why the boat's inside.
We've got old people living in a bed.
Yeah.
Which is like not possible.
And think about how dirty the bed is.
I mean, it's a fairy tale land. Yeah. It's not real life. It's a storybook world.
I think the boat in the factory is the equivalent to like, okay, put on this blindfold and spin around 12 times, and then we'll go in.
Yeah,
it's like disorienting. It might go 30 feet.
Right.
Into the next
room. But it goes into what would be what theme parks use now.
Yes, screens.
Yeah, like screens. Yeah. Like all around you to make you feel like you've gone into some hell dimension or
screens
something.
Screens and fans.
But the thing is like... I guess he wanted to scare the shit. I really think he wanted to scare the shit out of everybody.
Yeah. That's why there was.
Because there's like chicken of like a getting spider? Its head chopped off, dude. Dude, there's a chicken getting its head chopped off.
I've never noticed that.
And then there's like a centipede crawling over someone's like corpse.
Yeah. And then TV Mike's mom is fucking Grandpa Joe.
Yeah.
In the
she's
background.
Like, ah, no. And Grandpa Joe's like, whoa.
I don't remember this.
Holy
memory.
Shit. I should have gotten out of bed earlier. I can't believe I could have been doing that.
Grandpa Joe.
Poor Grandpa Joe. But yeah, man, I think it's meant to scare the shit out of everybody, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And I guess it's because he's like a demented maniac.
Yeah, and he's lonely. He's putting on a show.
He's a slaver. He's enslaved these. I mean, he
well,
talks
we don't know about the well-being of the all loops.
Right. All right. I mean, there is like, it's kind of interesting. It's like, there's a line where he says that they were being hunted by these monsters.
And he saved them.
And he saved them. And he said, if I hadn't saved them, they wouldn't exist anymore. Or something.
I heard that. And then I watched their movements and I'm like, they're singing.
They are singing.
But
I mean,
yes, I know where you're going with this, but they seem, their general disposition was that they seemed like kind of grateful to not be hunted.
Yeah.
But also I would like to know the truth.
I mean, it kind of like has a dark mirrored to our own history.
It's not great.
Because it's like, you know, you could say that about a lot of like peoples that were kind of like pushed out or taken or captured.
Uh-huh.
That like, well, we were here to protect, you know, we protected them. We're the government. We protect everyone in our
sure
tax bracket.
Yeah.
You know, so like to me, it's like Willy Wonka protecting them is like certainly a better life than being hunted by monsters.
Also, it is a fantasy world.
And it is a fantasy
world.
We
can't be like immediately.
It's a storybook.
Yeah.
These are like.
So that very well could be true. That doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be an enslavement thing just because we, this country, did that. Like, we're still in a fantasy world. You know what I mean? I'm just trying desperately not to draw a parallel. I just don't want Willy Wonka. Like, he captures kids and everything, but I don't want him to be a bad person.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
What, is it definitely that?
Oh.
Man, I'm so happy we talked about this instead of the farts thing over and over again.
Hey, man. Remember when we were talking about memories and farting? And when you access memories, you can fart?
Let's Is it just terrible? Just give it to me straight, and then let's fucking talk about something. What, did Dr. Seuss write Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? First of all, what are you reading right now?
So it's a website called historynewsnetwork.org.
Historynewsnetwork.org.
And it says Newsweek quoted Dahl's widow, Felicity de Diabreu Crosland Dahl. That's like five names like we were talking about.
Okay.
As saying that her former husband's original scheme was to have Charlie, the boy who finds the golden ticket that gets him into Wonka's legendary factory, be, quote, a little black boy.
Okay. Why is that bad?
So, and then they said that ended up turning into the Oompa Loompas.
What?
Despite what Felicity implied, Roald Dahl never considered any black roles for his famous story. So this is kind of like diving deep into kind of like maybe some of the problematic things that Roald Dahl might have conceived of. Because, you know, we do that now. We take a microscope to old authors and go like, well, where do they fuck up in life so that we can write an op-ed about it?
Yes.
And get people pissed off and scared about who they show to their children and shit. But the truth of the matter is that, like,
unlike everything that we liked. Right. Well, there are no black people in that movie. I don't know, or in the story.
Yeah. But there's certainly the implication that there are these slaves that that Willy Wonka has. Mm. But I don't know. Whatever. That could just be, you know, you could probably pull that narrative out of the story if you want to. The whole point is, and I think this could close a lid on this because this is such a... It's like, yes, our history is dark and
I don't
disgusting.
Think I've learned anything from this conversation.
Here's what I want to say. Because I think what this article is saying, because all I wanted to do was find out if truly the Oompa Loompas are slaves to Willy Wonka.
And you didn't get that definitively.
And I didn't get it definitively.
And then I'm kind of hearing that
Roald Dahl,
wanted to put a
caricature of an African-American boy.
And at the end of the movie, that boy gets a factory.
No.
And does well for his family.
I think that article was in a completely different direction from what we were talking about. But I think a point to close that direction off in is there certainly was a time in our disgusting history when you could write whatever the fuck you wanted to, whether it hurt people or not, and it didn't matter. Mm. And now it matters, and now we're doing better, and we're being better, and we're trying to like change that past and make it a little bit more inclusive, constructive, divisive, diverse, whatever. And I think that's happening slowly, albeit in a forced marketing kind of way, but you know, whatever. Progress.
I just
want to
know what CVS thinks of Pride Month.
Yes, exactly. I'm dying to know what Trix is gonna do for Pride Month.
We're still all the colors.
Yeah. Did Triscuit crackers do anything for Pride Month?
I haven't heard anything, which is why I don't eat Triscuits
anymore. But anyway, yeah. So it sucks to obviously find out people like Dr. Seuss were like terrible pieces of shit.
Fuck Dr. Seuss. I could take Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, yeah. Way. I mean, look, I'm not. It won't keep me up at night. It's just not surprising to me that these largely white American authors from way back in the day found success and were bigoted and were, you know, because they were raised in a place where, you know, all that terrible shit happened. Anyway, point I'm trying to make is that was then. Sucks to find out things that are shitty about authors, including Roald Dahl, possibly.
What did we find out about Ronald Dahl? that he wanted to put an African-American boy in the thing.
All right. And it didn't happen. If you really want me to dig into this, we can dig into this.
Well, I mean, it's already this whole fucking conversation.
I like that it's right before the ads, too. That's a good part.
Do you remember the beginning of the show where we were laughing?
So there's an so apparently there's an illustration of what the Oompa Loompas look like.
And they were like...
And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
They look like...
Okay, well then fuck them.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, guys, hey, bye. How about we get to some ads? Let's go.
That's a bummer. Thank you for trying to protect me from that.
It's okay, man. I did my best. Yeah. But you're right. I think the audience wanted to know probably too. But the thing is like, man, you can even think about a lot of those Disney movies and shit that we all love. Those have like some real dark, actual, like cultural connections. Like yeah. The original Sleeping Beauty and things like that. And The Little Mermaid. You can't
kiss sleeping girls.
No, you can't.
That's a no.
You cannot.
Who is that person?
That's lyrics. That's awesome. Wow, welcome our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, special guest, the Furious Sulk.
The fast.
The angry giant.
Angry green giant.
All right.
Eat his beans.
Guys, I want to give a shout out to a great sponsor of the program, Tushy.
Oh, Tushy's ooh, great. Ooh,
Tushy, take good care of my Tushy. And I'll tell you, ain't nothing more important than having a clean tushy, I think, as far as, like, hygiene.
Uh-huh. Man, bidets really changed my life. I don't like going anywhere where bidets aren't present.
I know.
Feel as clean. It's like if you could only take baths for the rest of your life. Or if you could only pat yourself down with a towel, but you couldn't use water.
Right, it's like you could only use dry things to get clean.
Gross.
Tushy has a portable bidet that I took with me on my trip, and it was pretty much like having a bidet. It's from Tushy. Did they send that to you? They sent it to me, yeah. Come on, Tushy, you're dropping the ball. Get Mike Falzone a portable bidet, please.
Yes.
Here's the deal, guys. Your dad, your mom, your parents, your parental figures, they wiped your butt for years.
Your dad, your mom,
everyone you know in your life has wiped your bottom for years. Why don't you return the favor with the perfect gift for Father's Day? Guess what, Mike? Father's Day is coming.
Yep, it always is.
And I'll tell you, Dad really did take one for the team, wiping up your dirty butt. So why don't you help Dad wipe up his dirty butt?
Yes. Yes, and.
Your dad's in the past. Let's just be honest about that.
Listen, your dad has done a lot of problematic things, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't deserve your help wiping his butt.
Exactly. And I think your dad, despite whatever hardships or past that you have, deserves to live in the future with the rest of us.
Uh-huh.
And I think the future has some wonderful things, like vaccines for pandemics.
Bidets for your butt.
Bidets for your butt.
That's the two things that the future has.
Yep. We could talk about more, but that's not what this is about. This is about having a clean tush. And we want to be eco-friendly. We want it to be stylish. And by the way, it is. It's got a little wooden knob that looks all fancy.
Beautiful.
It's easy to install. I did it myself. And it'll help that man stop flushing his retirement down the toilet in TP costs.
Is that what he's been doing?
That's what he's been doing. He's
been wiping his B with
newsflash. Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I hope you're sitting down.
Yes.
Your dad hasn't been using water to wipe down his dirty butt, dude.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Dry towels scratching him down there.
That's not good.
No.
I don't want my dad to be itchy and irritated.
And when we
you
say,
wouldn't like him when he's irritated.
Oh, dude, and I'm telling you, a lot of times parents are like, I don't know how to install this thing. What am I even looking at? And sometimes parents are like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. Mm-hmm. I've installed toilets before. I've installed plumbing. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad at installing things. Even your parents who aren't good at that can attach a Hello Tushy 3.0 to their existing toilet with no electricity, no extra plumbing or tech, and it cuts toilet paper use by 80%, guys. Imagine your parents saving that much freaking money. Imagine anyone in your life saving that much money on toilet paper. Come on!
Imagine your dad saving a certain percent.
Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. So if you're like, after 60 days, that's cool. You're dumb, but that's cool. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and turn it. Give it back. Mm-hmm. Live in the past. Mm-hmm. But it's there for you, just in case. And that's always nice. So here's the deal, guys. Why don't you give the gift of a clean bum and go to hellotushy.com/banter. to get 10% off plus free shipping. You get that thing shipped nice and clean and neat to your home, installs in minutes, and then you're ready to go. And then guess what? You're joining the rest of us, incredibly clean, futuristic, enlightened human beings.
Yes.
That's hellotushy.com/banter. You're going to get that 10% off, and you're going to get that free shipping. Thank you, Tushy.
Thank you, Tushy.
And a tushy tushy. This song's about a tush.
This song's about my butt.
I'm singing about your dad's butt.
Singing about his clean butt. What's with all these lyrics? Done with these lyrics.
You still rocking the word royalty free in your search star?
Yeah, absolutely. What are you nuts?
Thank goodness.
Every time. I don't go anywhere else. Hey, guys, let's talk about them.
I'd like to welcome you to the biggest elevator on the face of this elevator goes to fucking Mars.
It's like Willy Wonka's elevator.
No, stop saying
it. All right. Guys, let's talk about HelloFresh, a wonderful company that delivers delicious, pre-measured, fresh, mouth-watering ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Why don't you skip them trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable.
Yes.
And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. And you can quote me on it.
I will. Next time I talk about HelloFresh, I'm going to talk about that you told me about it.
HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so that you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. How crazy awesome is that, guys?
Very awesome.
You could try HelloFresh's quick and easy meals, 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and more easy options perfect for your busy lifestyle. And HelloFresh offers 27 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to calorie smart choices to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. Guys, there's even things like garlic bread you could just add.
You just add garlic bread if you want. Think of another situation you've been in your life where just like that you could add garlic bread.
I'm going through my files. I see nothing. I think we got in trouble once for putting a fart in a HelloFresh.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know what? That makes sense. Guys, why don't you get better value with HelloFresh, which is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. Okay? So guys, how about this? Why don't you go to HelloFresh.com/banter12 and use the code banter12 for 12 free meals, banter including 12. Free shipping, guys. Shipping 12 free meals at HelloFresh.com/banter12. And when you want to get that yummy, use that code banter12.
Excuse me, don't repeat your voice. Don't repeat your voice.
Get that yummy! Get that yummy! Mike, what's the last HelloFresh meal you had?
I don't remember. But
I don't
one
either.
Time there was one. We haven't gotten them sent to us in a while, but I had a pork one once that came mm-hmm. with this like cranberry couscous.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing about them, and this is legitimate, is that sometimes you go to the store and you're like, I'm personally not very good at like what combinations of food would work. I can go to a restaurant and order, thank you. But I can't necessarily go to a store and be like, this, 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 and that will go good. But they give you everything in the box. and everything's super fresh and everything's the best cut of everything. They show you with a picture directions exactly what to do. And then by the end of it, 45 minutes later, sometimes less, you have like a restaurant quality meal in your home. And I am an idiot, and I'll be the first to say it. And I've cooked restaurant quality food from HelloFresh.
I think you're being harsh. I don't think you're an idiot. I think you're kind of dumb, but you're not an idiot. But I will say that
I'm not
you're
even smart enough to know the difference between
those two things. Mike, there's some audience questions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, he said that it took 45 minutes. So, and that's it.
Maybe he's looking for a price.
How much?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why aren't you saying the rest of it?
Well, he doesn't have a lot of time.
How much money?
There it is. I'll tell you guys. Get that yummy.
Get that yummy.
All right. HelloFresh.com/banter12. Use code banter12. You get those 12 free meals. Thank you so much to HelloFresh. Oh, man. Quip. Love a quip.
Man, Quip has so many more things than just a toothbrush nowadays. Did you know that, Steve?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I left my toothbrush at an Airbnb recently, and I'm real sad about it. So I'm going to have to get another one because I really love the Quip toothbrush.
Sounds like you're going to have to get Quip.
So I think I know exactly what to do, but, you know, maybe we're jumping the gun.
I'm like a kid in a caramel store.
Quip sent us a nice package recently. Did you get a recent package from Quip?
This one?
That's the one, man. Dude, I love that Quip keeps coming up with all this like really stylish, sexy, cool, futuristic looking things for your bathroom that are all good for your oral health.
Yes, we know how important oral health is.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys something. You guys know about mouthwash? Because Quip's now in the mouthwash game.
Oh my goodness, it was only a matter of
time. And I know I was in the forums, and people were like, when are they going to get into mouthwash? And a lot of people were like, they just put out the gum, guys! And I'll tell you, I really like mouthwash. I like to use mouthwash.
Gets in between your teeth.
And it gives you that spice in your mouth, all over your gums and your cheeks. On the inside. All around! And it gives you that spice. It makes it feel like it's cleaning you all up and stuff. I love it. It's a good after brush. It's a good before brush. And I'll tell you, good before a date, an interview, a special occasion, whatever. All I'm going to say is that Quip has now gotten into the mouthwash game. And it's not even what you even think. It comes in a super cool dispenser, which is all futuristic and rad. And it fills just the right amount of liquid that you need into the little cup it comes with and stuff. Perfect. It's so cool, man. And I really like it. And Quip mouthwash kills bad breath germs, helps prevent cavities, and leaves you feeling fresh thanks to a formula that gives your mouth everything it needs and nothing it doesn't. Their 4X concentrate or 4x concentrate has fluoride, xylitol, and CPC, favorite Star Wars character, but they left out the artificial colors.
Dude, my favorite town on the way to Las Vegas.
Artificial colors? Mm-mm. Xylitol. Oh, and check this out. There's no stinging alcohol that you'll find in the other rinses.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that part.
The refillable dispenser's compact footprint will fit in any bathroom, big or small, and it looks really cool. It comes in 5 colors and 2 high-end finishes. It's just really neat, guys, and it's refillable. They'll send you a little tiny bottle, you just stick it into the dispenser, and then once it's done, you toss that baby out, and they'll send you some more in the mail, just like all their other cool stuff, like their toothbrushes, and their floss, and their gum, and all that other stuff.
Yeah, they got a real thing going on over there.
That's
real
right.
Real group of things they have to offer.
The brush heads that come in whenever you need them from a dentist-recommended regiment. Toothpaste refills every 3 months from $5, and the shipping is free, you guys.
It's been...
That's right, and you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of in-store shopping. With affordable refills plus free shipping, it's so easy to keep your whole mouth healthy. Join the over 5 million mouths already using Quip and start swishing today.
Picture 5 million mouths swishing.
All swishing.
In perfect harmony.
Ugh, it's a dream.
Yeah.
It's the world we want to live in! So why don't you go to getquip.com/banter5 right now, and you can get $5 off a mouthwash starter kit. That's $5 off a mouthwash starter kit, which includes the refillable dispenser and a 90-dose supply of Quip's 4X concentrated formula at getquip.com/banter5, spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. Quip! The Good Habits Company. Damn, that band's good.
Thank you, Quip.
The band stopped right when I ended the ad.
Yeah. They're very good, and they're worth every penny.
You know what's crazy, too? They do this thing I've never seen before. They just get right back into it, almost like someone hit play. Mm. Listen to that.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
And they're all... They must have been playing together for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think... Five, six, seven, eight, and five, six, and stop. Two. There it is.
Yeah. That's my favorite song, dude.
Worth every goddamn penny those boys are. All right, Mike, you got anything you want to jump into, or otherwise we could just get right into History Road?
I would like to say, please, if you're one of those people listening out there without any Dynamic Banter merch, go ahead and go to dynamicbanter.clothing, because we're going to have to do a couple of those ads over for sure, and that takes money directly out of our pocket. So if you want to go buy a crop top hoodie or any of the other fun hoodies for summer... also, I'll say this weekend, I'm going to be at the Roxy Theater in San Diego.
Ooh, nice.
That's tonight, the 18th. I'll be there at 7:30. And then I'll be at Madhouse Comedy in two different showcases, one at 7:30 and one at 9:30 this Saturday. So if you're listening from the San Diego area, come on down to the San Diego area and come hang out.
And since this is airing Friday,
yeah,
you guys, if you guys listening to this want to come to my birthday karaoke party, it's at Soup Sock Karaoke or Soup Soak Karaoke in Koreatown,
yes,
at 8:00 p.m. where we got a big room that we're all going to be in, and a lot of good friends are going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. That's happening Thursday, June 10th at 8 p.m.
Nice.
All right, let's do some History Road. History.
History. Do you remember the first time you ever got to second base with a girl? First boob. We've made first boob.
Damn, I should remember that.
Yeah.
Do you remember yours?
Clear as day.
Wow.
Like it happened yesterday.
I get a couple of boobs mixed up in my head. I get a pair of them mixed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Some of them look similar.
I guess it, for me, it was like, I couldn't believe it was happening. I probably just like,
yeah,
I don't know why I don't remember that. Clear
too busy
day.
Trying to hold in care.
Yeah, you can't, you fucking.
Please welcome the wicked.
All right. This History Road comes from Fraser. Fraser Andrews. Salutations, Simon Gozer and Matthew Zoni, D-Boys. This two come three honk winter man from the northeast of Scotland is writing to you Doctor is writing to you today from concerning the Wickwillian family and their types of wax.
Don't tell me that the Wickwillian family has also been canceled because of shady history practices.
We can't handle that. Not today. No, please respect our privacy. The revised list began its life, because after our Roald Dahl thing, we're going to need some time. This revised list began its life as potential band names for a Twitter pal.
You took old
jokes. What we got here and fucking repurposed jokes? I did. I took. I had to gear up.
Yeah, that's your trip around the sun.
This guy's reusing jokes, Mike. Should we keep going with it? Yeah. It was meant for something else.
Keep them going.
All right. You remember, Mike, let you do it.
If this is bad, though, it's my fault.
But really, don't all band names make for great smells?
No.
First one, Rat Kingdom.
Rat Kingdom is definitely a band that I would skip out on.
Right.
Like, hey, just so you know, after trivia, Rat Kingdom is playing. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Rat Kingdom sounds like there's going to be a mess.
It's what's that band from Parks and...
Rat Mouse.
Mouse Rat. Mouse Rat. What is something rat?
Bright and Oily. Lead Poisoning.
Can't really put lead in a band name.
Sauteed Onions.
Kind of a beautiful smell.
Lady Lincoln's Livid Nose Lesion. Spaghetti Backpack.
I like that one.
That's a good one. Bad Let's Play Videos. Two Inside Baseball.
Yes.
Leafy Greens. That's a good Wickwillian candle. Uh-huh. Seven Crows in a Gang. Too wordy.
Kind of racist.
Leg Hair Masochism. That's a cool band. Like punk.
I'm not saying for their set. I'll look at their t-shirts and go, and then I'll leave.
Fast Snake.
Kind of a funny candle
good
name.
Good candle name.
So far we got 3 out of maybe 15.
Elton John's Shades. That's a good smell, I guess. A good candle. We'd have problems with the name. I wouldn't want to do celebrities.
Seems to me you live your life like a pair of Elton Shades.
Like a candle Elton Shades. Crying on each other's girlfriend. Lots of love, do not spin. Lots of love, do not spin. Fuck you, Ryan. Fraser, not Frasier.
This guy is like a broken pull string doll. Yeah. Roald Dahl.
He's the kind of guy that sticks around a little too long after saying hi.
He should have pulled the ripcord after Spaghetti Backpack. You would have left on a high.
Dustin sends an email saying, "Big beautiful daddy. Hello, Mike and Steve. I'm Dustin, a double horn honk boy with a story to tell.
Welcome.
If you say my name, you owe me at least $7.
What makes you think we have $7 between the... I don't know if you heard the ads.
Between the two of us.
we have less money than we started the show with.
I am what some would call a large man.
I'm what Penny Marshall might call.
And others would call a chubby bubby.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I've ever thought of that before.
About three...
You would have to make a stupid face while you're accessing the memories. Yeah. Like it only worked if you put your they put a button on one of your molars, maybe.
Yeah, to keep your mouth closed.
Yeah, no. It's like you have to press the button.
There's an update that closes your mouth while you do it. So your eyes are still like... And in the commercial, they have everyone wearing sunglasses. Yeah. So you don't see that their eyes go
away. Right, they give away a pair of blue blockers for them.
Yeah. At the events where they release them, you get a free pair of pee-pee.
Yeah. Oh.
About 3 years ago, I just moved to Los Angeles and found a room to rent. Congratulations.
Uh-huh.
And wouldn't you know it, a Ralph's was within walking distance for all my grocery needs.
That's great. That's great.
I had been frequenting. I saw a video of a big bulldog sniffing some woman's like she was like laying sideways on a couch and she had her legs open and the dog was like trying to get her butt, I guess. Yeah, uh-huh. And then it started sniffing, and then it vomited.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! What a!
Yeah, I know. It's
That can't be even if you know, like, the dog's sick or whatever. Yeah, that can't be a good
I mean, it can't be.
That can't be a good feeling.
It can't be.
Yeah.
Cause it's like that. Those dogs eat their own shit
sometimes,
and smell assholes of other dogs. Like, yeah. Get their nose right in the asshole of other dogs.
It's an informational thing. Like, that's how they gather information. So it's like, what could you have learned that you were not?
Right. Right. Well, that person had some vitamin A.
Racist tendencies.
Anyway. I had been frequenting said Ralph's for about 3 weeks. I had to make an 11 p.m. run on a Friday night. I was in the cookies.
This is my favorite Billy Joel song so far.
I was in the cookie / cracker aisle, as one does, when I noticed a woman coming down the aisle on a potential collision course with my cart. Oh, no! I, being the kind soul that I am, moved out of the way and said, "Excuse me." The woman laughed a bit, and as she crossed behind me, she said, "Oh, wow, you're a big, beautiful daddy." Whoa, what?
I don't know that you could just say that to someone. However, I would be flattered if somebody did say that.
She said I was 20, or he said I was 24 at the time and childless. What does that mean?
I was childless, and maybe he is currently with child.
So needless to say, I was both incredibly confused and flattered. To this day, I think about the love affair that may have ensued. And I responded, "Hell yeah, I am."
Hell yeah, daddy.
As opposed to the, thanks that I gave.
Hell yeah. Dude, going back, what I should have said was...
See, imagine watching that memory over and over again.
Oh, you...
That would be like secondhand embarrassment. See, that could fuck you up.
Or make you so self-aware that you... See, that's the thing. It's like a lot of people want to block out a lot of the memories that they have so they don't have to learn from it.
Right.
And this kind of goes back to the Willy Wonka thing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It's, but if you face the past... And you see that's what it was, and you take ownership of what it was, then people are like, oh, you could change because you fully understand what it was.
Right.
And then you can make whatever you're doing better. Like, if you watched all your cringiest moments, it's the same reason, like, stand-up comedians, we record what we say, but we also, it's important to, like, have your friends film you so you could see if, like, you're standing like an idiot or whatever, something you would never know unless you saw it back.
Yeah.
So you could see that and be like, I'm going to make these changes. Or you could see that and be like, I never want to see that again. That's painful. Get it away from me forever.
Yeah. I mean, you'd want a level-headed person to be able to do that. But I think there are certainly not, according to some not so level-headed people, who might obsess over that in a bad way.
Yes.
You know? I mean,
everyone's so different.
Yeah, everyone's so different. But you'd think the people that could really benefit from it would be like the best versions of themselves, because they could rewatch, you know, speeches where they fucked up, or rewatch stand up or sketch or some kind of
casual conversation
and just be like, "Fuck, now I know where to fix that."
Right.
And I'll tell you, Mike, you take the good, you take the bad. You take them all in there, you have the facts of life!
Damn the facts of life, damn the facts of life, damn the facts of life, facts of life, facts of life. That's my new song.
Have a wonderful day.
It's called The Facts of Life.
It's perfect. I'm in. Have a wonderful day. Stay awesome. And out of curiosity, how much money would it take to make you stay the night in a cemetery?
Dude, it's also very telling that if you had the memory, the random access memory, that you would go back and only watch the bad stuff. You know, like, it's too painful. I couldn't watch all the bad stuff. Do you have any good memories? Not you personally, but just right, anyone general, hearing this and being like, oh, I would never want all my memories. None of you? You don't want none of them?
Yeah, that's the thing. There's got to be at least two memories.
What about times where you were proud of yourself that you could use as fuel to do another thing that you could be proud of yourself
for? Or what about someone where you were like, man, I feel like I would have had a shot if I didn't say that one thing. What was it? I got to go back because I'll never say that again.
Yeah. Or times where you proved yourself wrong. Like, I can go back to third grade and listen to Tommy Costco call me fat.
Right.
With all the people I thought were my friends. And then I'll go to college where I fucked Tommy's sister.
Yeah. Go right from that memory to that memory. Yeah.
I didn't fuck Tommy's sister.
Well, you could have.
I could have. And I'll see exactly where my life where I could have. Wait, let's see. Yeah, she was in that same frozen yogurt place at the same time that I was.
All right, let's...
Then the dame walked into the frozen yogurt place. She said, give me a peanut butter swirl. All
right, this final history road comes from Amanda V. She says, I'm very proud of you two. Don't tell Elliot. Quickish HR. What?
Quick homeroom.
History Road.
Oh.
Hello, my sweet boys. I've got a pretty quick history road for you today. Not from where I'm standing. My name is Amanda.
Learning about buttons over here.
My name is Amanda, and I'm a 22-year-old fresh college graduate girl.
Congratulations.
From the South Shore of Massachusetts. Unlike most people who write you, I have not been around since the SourceFed days. Finally.
Cool. Fresh slate.
But I got to know Joe from Smosh a million years ago, and after he left, I followed him to the Valley Folk, and the rest was history. Road. History Road. This is a History Road.
So anyway.
Back on track. Now we're on the tracks again. So sorry for not knowing you since 2013. I got on the Steve and Mike train a little late.
Two.
But we're chugging now, boys. I don't have a story or anything very funny to share. All right, well, that's the end of that. But I just want to say that I'm very proud of the both of you for toughing out quarantine and COVID times and continuing to put a smile on people's faces and a giggle in their bellies. Mm-hmm. Everyone went through a lot last year, and it was very hard to keep spirits up most of the time. So not only am I thanking you for helping to keep my own spirits up, but I'm very proud of the two of you for sticking with DB and all the other things the two of you do. I know if I had to film a podcast once a week during that time, I would not be able to be funny.
On Zoom? Are you sure?
So.
with all everything that Zoom has to offer?
Are you sure? Those funny backgrounds you can have? You don't think you could be funny?
And the camera is, the quality's way less and you can't hear each other all the time?
Can't see your friend? So kudos and backpats to the two of you. Your hard work doesn't go unnoticed. And Ryan, too. Good job, Ryan.
Good job, Ryan.
Things are weird and hard, Ryan. Oh, Ryan's birthday was this week, too.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan. Send him happy birthday. I don't care what day it is you're listening to this. Send him a tweet or a message on Instagram saying happy birthday to the boy. Things are weird and hard right now, but I do believe that everything gets better with time. So just keep powering through all those poopy thoughts. I'm very glad the two of you are in the same room again so you can spit into each other's mouths without having to be 6 feet apart. I'm sure that must have been difficult.
It was difficult to spit into each other's mouths 6 feet apart.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. It missed a lot. Got in our beards. Also, Mike Falzone, if you don't get your ass to perform in Boston soon, I swear to God, I will fucking respect your decision. Traveling far distances is a little spooky in these COVID scary days, but I would very much like to see your stand-up again. I saw you like 2 years ago in Boston. Elliot was headlining, but you were better. Don't tell Elliot.
You're not supposed to say shit like
that. And she says, "Don't Tell Elliot" is my favorite song from Weezer's White Album.
Yeah. Oh, what a multi-layered.
Very multi-layered. Statement. If you guys aren't an hour and a half in and trying to wrap up and want to call, here's my number. Too bad. I probably won't pick up because I rarely answer my phone if it is a number I don't know.
You should call her. We haven't called somebody in a while.
But feel free to leave me a voicemail. I promise I will make it my ringtone and or alarm in the morning.
You don't want that. It's just going to be us screaming about cum.
You boys would certainly be something to wake up to. You guys are pretty neat and have changed my sense of humor immensely since I started watching DB. My roommate and I make that stupid fucking toy microphone ooh sound at least once a day, so thanks for that. Thanks for all the giggles, goofs, and gaffs. Sending my best vibes, mummy sound.
Oh.
Mander.
Oh! The mummy doing the microphone thing.
P.S. I majored in communications and am scrambling to find a job in a blind panic, but being a real adult and no longer a student is scary and confusing, and I don't know what to do. So if you guys ever need a social media manager or a blog writer or something, don't hesitate to email me back.
Blog writer. Are there still blog writers?
No.
Why don't you start us a zine?
Oh, yeah. Start us a free zine.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a look at it eventually. Like, we'll see it a couple issues in.
We'll probably. See issue 5 of the zine.
We'll see issue 5. And we'll see where we're at. You know, yeah. If we like your stuff, we might make an official zine.
Yeah. That would be a fun physical thing to have.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a photography zine.
No one does zines, really. I mean, like, there are people that do zines, but like not really like comedy zines.
You know who does zines?
Who does zines?
Can I get the music to drop out just for a second?
Of course. Hang on.
Punk rock baby.
Punk rock community started
zines. Oh yeah, of course, I've got a few zines in my day, punk rock zines.
They're cool. I'll take one if you're handing them out.
Somebody
stapled these.
I always take a zine if someone's handing them out. I think I might even still have some old punk zines from when I was in high school. I go to my friends who were like, they wanted to be punk rock.
Yeah.
Took me to like some church punk rock shows and like some like abandoned school punk rock shows, right, which were kind of cool.
They were just solemns in the book.
Yeah, exactly. But the zines are fun. They're like all script. They're like chicken scratch drawings.
Yeah, and shitty Xerox copy magazines.
Yeah. And I like the ones where there'd be like a photocopy of a lyric sheet with like blood on it, and you'd have the zero. You'd have the Xerox of it. You'd
this
be like,
one,
whoa.
Me and Paul got in a fight over a keyboard part in Hammy Hammy Low Low.
Yeah, bro. And the final page is our set list. It's got a little vomit on it, a little cum, and a little blood from each of us.
We're kind of a weird group.
We're called BB Allen.
Fuck, man. BB Mac did BB that Mac. With a blood and gum on the lyric sheet.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Thank you to Amanda for the sweet, kind email.
Yeah, good luck with your job search.
Great luck with your job search.
Yes, thank you for saying nice things. Also, I'm going to be in the New York, Connecticut area doing stand-up at the end of July. So if you could go 3 hours instead of 6 hours on a plane, fucking do that. And
absolutely.
I'll try to come to Boston again soon.
There you go. Yeah. Come on now. You got to meet the boy halfway sometimes.
Meet the boy halfway.
Meet the boy halfway. Come on. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. We really love when you guys give us some good lovin's and stuff, and you can even do that if you go to
That was a HeadGum Podcast.